Welcome, and thank you for taking the time to listen to this inspiring message from Andrea Thompson.
Today is a day where I have the privilege of encouraging you about your eating lifestyle. What I am about to share with you has the potential to revolutionize both your body and your mind. When it comes to food, it's about choosing the right foods, and specifically, choosing foods that are right for you. For your convenience, I also included a downloadable fast-track guide that gives a brief overview of everything I am going to share with you. Know this, if you want to get this information into your lifestyle, you will want to go through this material more than once. As a starting point, one thing that is easy to understand when it comes to choosing the right foods is that the more man touches something in processing food, the further away from God it is. What I mean is this. For a variety of reasons, most of which unfortunately don't help our overall health, food companies have created processed, genetically modified substances that are passing on to our families, which they call food. God created real food to be absorbed and processed into the body, which contain vital nutrients, energy, and life for our sustainability. Now, I'm not here to tell you all the things that are wrong. I want to point you towards the things that are right for you. So in this quick, informative teaching, I am going to uncover 5 daily foods that will transform not only your diet, but your life. I learned from my personal health coach several years ago that it's all about alteration, not deprivation. I am about to give you what I call the big 5 food choices that if you reinforce in your life, will have the potential to do astounding things in your personal health and the health of your families. So let's get started. Now, I don't believe in sugarcoating things, so let's get to the single greatest heavy hitter and influencer of all dis-ease in the body. Here we go. Sugar. Yep, you heard me. Refined processed sugar. Did you know that sugar is 8 times more addictive than cocaine? Sugar is the root of disease in the body, which causes an inflammatory response to every cell, organ, and organ system in the body, not to mention the damage it does to the brain. And it's a huge root source to things such as ADD and ADHD. Sugar is hidden in processed foods, whether boxed or packaged, beverages, milk, etc. Americans consume, on average, 170 pounds of sugar per year and 20 pounds of corn syrup. That blows my mind. Research shows that consumption of sugar is linked to things like increased cardiovascular disease, weight gain, metabolic disorders, including cancer, decreases in your HDLs, which is your good cholesterol, and an increase in LDLs, which is your bad cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, and so much more. So the question I always get is, well, what can I use in place of dangerous refined sugars? So here you go. 100% stevia or 100% xylitol. Now here's the thing, you need to make sure that these two products contain no sugar. These two alternatives will cause no spikes in your blood sugar whatsoever. Some other healthy alternatives would be organic raw local honeys, organic grade B maple syrup. Yes, grade A is fine if you can't find grade B. Organic dates and organic coconut sugar. So, food choice number 2, gluten. There are 2 main proteins in gluten, glutenin and gliadin. These 2 proteins are what wreak havoc in so many people around the country. There is a difference between gluten intolerance and sensitivity than celiac disease. You won't know if you have celiac unless you are properly tested, but there are many signs and symptoms that can lead you to know if you have an issue with gluten. Just to put this gluten epidemic in perspective for you, celiac is an autoimmune disease that affects 1% of the population. There is a higher number of people with gluten intolerance than actual celiac, but nonetheless. Celiac disease impacts more people than Crohn's disease, multiple sclerosis, and cystic fibrosis combined. Gluten can affect most parts of the body, such as the gastrointestinal tract, your brain, the endocrine system, the cardiovascular system, your reproductive system, skeletal system. So if you struggle with celiac or any type of sensitivity or intolerances, here are some fantastic alternatives for you. Try organic brown rice flours, nut flours such as almond, hazelnut, or coconut, garbanzo bean flour, cassava flour, and quinoa flour. All right, moving on to food choice number 3, dairy. Gluten and dairy are the two food groups that most people have high allergic reactions to. Dairy contains antibiotics and hormones that set off reactions of inflammation in the body. Some of the issues people experience with dairy are hormone imbalances, bloating, gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, acne, and other skin disorders. So just as with gluten, dairy causes sensitivities that cause your gut to be irritated, which in return causes inflammation. So here are great alternatives to dairy. Are you ready? Choose nut milks that don't have harmful chemicals and preservatives. Things like almond milk, cashew, coconut, walnut. Making homemade nut milk, it's actually fun, easy, and it's the healthiest. Organic goat milk and goat cheeses. And then there's ghee, which is clarified butter. What that means is it just removes all the dairy. And then you can choose cashew or almond cheeses. Again, make sure they're clean versions. Food choice number 4, caffeine. All right, caffeine is a tricky one. Some people can handle caffeine in moderation. Some people can't at all. First of all, let's understand this important truth about caffeine. Most people deal with fatigue by using caffeine, which doesn't really give a person energy. What it does, it blocks the signal that you are tired. That's a big difference. Caffeine actually causes the body to discharge more energy. It does not help the body produce more energy. Over time, caffeine, which is a stimulant, depletes energy reserves, resulting in greater fatigue. I completely understand the comfort and social bonding of drinking coffee and holding that piping hot mug of Joe. I even enjoy a cup every now and then. But when I was in the throe of fighting cancer, caffeine had to go. When a person is dealing with illnesses such as cancer or chronic adrenal fatigue issues, caffeine has to go. It taxes the body and the adrenals big time. Caffeine affects cortisol levels, which is connected to your adrenal health and well-being. Caffeine will also affect things like your sleep, insomnia, weight gain, anxiety. So if you are someone that can tolerate coffee in moderation, it is so important that you get a good quality organic coffee. Coffee beans are one of the most highly sprayed crops in the world of herbicides and pesticides. Also, they carry one of the highest mold contents. And let's just say, the last thing that we need is for mold to be in our bodies. Ew. So what are some alternatives? Organic herbal teas, warm lemon water first thing in the morning to rid the body of mucus that sets into the body's tissue throughout the night. I can't say enough about how amazing lemon water is to the body. Lemon water also resets your pH level, which is an integral part of creating an ecosystem in your body that is conducive for health to thrive. And finally, food choice number 5, alcohol. Yes, I understand red wine has benefits to it. I get that. But let's be real. How many people actually drink it for its benefits? When we are talking about disease and illnesses that you may be fighting, eliminating alcohol is a must, for now at least. All other alcohol has no benefits. In fact, alcohol is considered empty calories. It has a high sugar content and has no nutritional value whatsoever. So here are some great alternatives to alcohol. Kombucha teas, just make sure that they are low in sugar. Sparkling water with slices of lemon, lime, orange, or berries. Herbal teas that promote a sense of calm and well-being. And then there's, hey, good old-fashioned plain water. By eliminating alcohol, your energy levels will increase, your mental clarity increases, your sleep improves, and it makes managing your weight a whole lot easier. As you see, choosing the right foods for your body isn't overly complex, but it is vital for you to know that you can make the right choices. Be encouraged. You can do it. You have what it takes to make changes in your choices. I believe in you, and I believe that you can make the journey in your health. I promise you, it's worth it.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Andrea Thompson. Our desire is that through our resources and tools, you will be inspired to take action and move towards overcoming any obstacle in your health and in your life. For more encouraging resources or to connect with us, visit us online at andreathompson.org. Remember, don't wait for tomorrow. Get started today.